Care Coaches Inside programs continuing tonight, our first basketball editions of 2026, so post-holiday break, and now we got the pleasure to talk in here with Atchison Boys basketball coach, that is Pat Battle. It is brought to you by Amberwell Health, Taco John's, and Exchange Bank. The Phoenix right now soaring, number two ranked team in the 4A classification. So, Coach, let's go a couple weeks back, right before the holiday break. You guys had a tough stretch, you know, right before that Christmas break, so we talked pretty much the day that you guys went on the road, defeated Leavenworth, and then that Friday we didn't get a chance to discuss that last game before the break against Sumner Academy. So positive going into the break, 76-59 against Sumner. Haven't had a chance to get your thoughts on that one, so let's start there.
I thought we played really well in spots. We didn't shoot it very well there in the second half. I mean, that was a game that was on the verge of being a 30-point game, and we kind of let them back in, but they do that. I mean, it's a game of runs when you play Sumner. They play incredibly fast. I was pleased with how well, when we looked at the stats, I was pleased at how well in which we turned them over, and we didn't turn it over. And so I felt that that was a real positive heading into the break. I don't know which is worse, which is 7 games in 2 weeks or 7 days of practice with nothing.
Right.
I'm not really sure which one's a worse situation, but it's been feast or famine as far as the schedule goes so far. But I think we're going to get more stabilized here in the weeks to come.
Yeah, things are going to really start picking up. We're going to get those 2-3-game weeks, you know, essentially the rest of the way, plus the midseason tournament at Tonganoxie here in a couple of weeks. But what was the focus or focuses, you know, with you and your team with that extra practice time with that couple of weeks for the holiday break?
Basically getting back to fundamentals, you know, as one of my assistants say, worrying about us. You know, when you play so many games in such a short stint, it feels like you're just prepping for somebody else all the time. And so that was really what it was. And also executing things offensively and defensively and just trying to get better at what we do day in and day out. We felt that was really important, over the Christmas break.
Yeah, you never know what you're going to get, you know, from your team when you get that kind of lengthy layoff and then you get to that first game out of the holiday break. You know, you just don't know what you're going to get, but it seemed like you guys just kept the foot on the pedal. You know, you took on Wyandotte earlier this week for that first game post break, 87-32. So you guys pretty much pick up where you left off. How nice was it to see your team after the break, you know, get right back to it and get another big win in conference play?
Yeah, well, a lot of that was generated by what we did defensively. I felt we were able to turn them over, get out and run, get some transition baskets. So that was good. So the energy and the effort was there. That's usually what sometimes lags behind, is just getting your game win back. And you can try to simulate that as much in practice as you want, but the reality is the games are different. And so it was nice to see them have the energy and the effort to really get out and get deflections, get steals, pass it ahead. I thought we did a great job last night of sharing the basketball.
All right, finally, Coach, before we get you out of here, we appreciate it as always. You continue Meadowlark Conference play on Friday on the road at Highland Park. This has been just a fun matchup over the last few years. You know, once we got this league put together, you know, Highland Park, they've been so good over the past few seasons. You know, maybe compared to last year, what do you see from this Highland Park team, the challenges going on the road and taking on that team here on Friday night?
Well, it's a good question. Highland Park is always Highland Park. And it has been a fun rivalry, but we haven't won too many of these. So we're really hoping that we can improve. They shoot it very well. They're guard oriented. They don't have the size that they've had in the past, but they're getting better in the games that I've scouted them and watched them. They're explosive. They play incredibly hard. I think the new head coach there is doing a wonderful job with them. They move, and so it's going to be a real challenge for us. And playing at Highland Park historically has been a struggle for us. The games that we've been more competitive, it's been at home, and so I want to go out there and have a good road outing for sure.
There it is. That is Pat Battle, Atchison Boys basketball coach, Phoenix number two ranked in the 4A classification this week, trying to keep this quality stretch going out of the break with a key conference matchup on Friday night on the road at Highland Park. Coach, thanks again for all the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate the coverage as always.